Well, welcome to all of you. Being here today, whatever time it is in your location. And so we'll meditate for about 30 minutes. And so I invite you to get into a comfortable posture right now. And that can be sitting either in a chair or on a cushion. You could also be standing or even walking or lying down. Some of the ancient scriptures talk about the different positions for meditation as sitting, standing, lying down, or walking. And that's kind of a code, I think, for you can be in any posture to meditate. And also just taking a moment to really investigate whatever posture you're in, noticing its shape from the inside out. Just as someone who's going to maybe run a marathon or play basketball might pay particular attention to the socks and the shoes to prevent blisters or any injuries, it makes sense to really pay attention at the beginning of a meditation to the shape of the posture. Is it supporting your alertness? Is there a sense of ease in the body? So just exploring how the feet are positioned, the legs, the hips and pelvis, the spine, the shoulders and arms, how the head is balanced on top of the spine, perhaps moving your chin forwards and backwards to get a sense of balance. Maybe moving the head from side to side as well, just to find that right balancing point for the head. And know as well that you can make any kind of adjustments to your posture at any time. There's no need to grip the posture and cause yourself pain or distress. And your eyes can be partially open if that feels most comfortable to you, or fully closed. Both are equally valid and appropriate. If you're sleepy at this time, you might experiment with meditating with your eyes open as a way to support your alertness. You can just have a soft gaze looking downward a few feet in front of you. It can be helpful as well at the beginning of a meditation to notice the breath. And if you like, intentionally inhaling a little more deeply than what you normally would, and then holding that breath for a few seconds, and then slowly exhaling. This is a way of triggering the relaxation response. So just inhaling and holding and then releasing. Just releasing all the way down the length of the body. Inhaling a second time. And holding and releasing. Inhaling a third time. Holding and releasing. Just letting go, letting go, letting go. If you want to do a few more rounds of intentional breathing, feel free to do that. Or you can just let your breath return to its natural rhythm. You might even notice that moment when the breath returns to its natural rhythm. That place where the breath breathes you. If you like, the breath could even be an anchor for you throughout this meditation, a place where that you might come back to if you start to feel overwhelmed at all or askew in any way. You can come back to the breath wherever you feel it most easily. Maybe you feel the breath at the nostrils or in the chest, maybe the abdomen. That can be your home base if you like. You can think about this time as a way to show up just as we are. That quality of being perfectly imperfect. We don't have to be the star meditator or anything else. We can be just who we are. Right here in our humanness. Our aliveness. Perhaps you can even get a sense of the aliveness in the body right now. From head to toe and inside and out. All the ways that aliveness is being expressed. Whether your eyes are open or closed, the eyes are receiving light, the ears are receiving sound, the nose and tongue are receiving smells and tastes, the body tactile sensations, and the mind is receiving thoughts and emotions. We experience the world through these six doorways. The five senses and you could think of the sixth doorway as the mind. And this body that has been with us since the beginning, this body that we spend all of our time with, this body is made of earth. You might notice the earth element in the body at this time. The bones, the teeth, the solidity of the body, the nails and hair. Even the flesh itself. Just noticing this earth element in the body. How the food from the earth is transformed into our physical body, giving us vitality. Giving us life. Noticing how the earth element gives our body shape and sturdiness. The spine and the rib cage, the skull, the bones of the arms and hands, the pelvis and legs, all the way to the feet. This earth element literally connects us to the earth, to the planet. And then when you're ready, noticing the water element in the body. That sense of moisture, could be moisture or even dryness. Just noticing it perhaps at the palms of the hands or the soles of the feet, if there's moistness or dryness. Noticing the quality of moisture or dryness inside the mouth. Noticing it inside the nostrils, even from the breath. Is there more moisture on the in-breath or out-breath? seeing if moisture or dryness can be detected at the eyes. Might investigate too, to see if you can detect maybe the flow of blood in the body. Taking a few moments to connect with this water element that is essential for life. So much of our body is made up of water. And in daily life, we can sometimes overlook that. And then when you're ready, noticing the air element in the body. And of course, the breath is very much connected to this air element. Feeling the exchange of the nutrients of oxygen into the lungs, and then the exhalation. But you might also notice the air element in the movement of the breath, the expansion and contractions as you breathe. You might also be able to detect the air element in the digestive system. Little bubbles in the stomach or intestines. Just noticing the air element as well, that's essential for life. And then when you're ready, taking a moment to notice the fire element. Noticing it perhaps through warmth in the body or even coolness. The absence of warmth. Perhaps you can detect there's more warmth in the breath when you exhale as opposed to the inhalation. Maybe the hands are warm or cool, the feet. Perhaps in the torso, you can notice the heat generation here. The warmth of the blood. And then, if you like, expanding the awareness to the body as a whole again. This body that is made up of earth and water, air and fire. It is through these elements that we are connected to the earth, even to the stars and the universe itself. Without these elements, we would not exist. The teacher Ruth King sent out an email this week with some words of the poet Gwendolyn Brooks. And I had the honor of hearing Gwendolyn Brooks many years ago. And her words fit so well with the elements, with the meditation on the earth element. Gwendolyn wrote, "We are each other's harvest. We are each other's business. We are each other's magnitude and bond." We are each other's harvest. We are each other's business. We are each other's magnitude and bond. We belong to this earth. We belong to this universe. We belong to the elements.